Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're baby crockers when you need them.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Join today as we open this up, as I try to get back on track with a few other things, by writer Lee Williams. I can't think of too many guys that splashed on the scene. I mean, you've been doing the gun writer thing at where you've been for a very long time, but all of a sudden everybody's very, very aware of you. That's got to be sort of a cool ride, huh?
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, Bill, quite frankly. I had it very comfy at the Gun Writer, and still have a version of that alive. Things are going very well, thanks to Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation. I really can't complain. My phone's lit up most of the day. Guys want to help. Guys and gals want to help, and it's daunting, to put it mildly. It is daunting. We're trying to create a national network to counter the propaganda that is coming out of the mainstream media and the government. This was Mr. Gottlieb's idea he's had for a couple of years, and, it's coming together nicely.
Good stuff. It's good to have counters running to the fake stream media, where they either have an agenda or they're ignorant.
Oh, yeah. Or they have an ignorant agenda.
That, too. There's so many permutations. I just don't know where to start. Anyway. What have you been noticing out there? What's catching your eye right now?
Well, I was minding my own business, and then I got a raft of emails about this Brit, this Englishman, Sir Max Hugh MacDonald Hastings. And it took me a while to place him. I've seen him on the History Channel. I'm sure you have too, on dozens of documentaries. I mean, as I pointed out in an editorial I wrote, he is one of the preeminent authors on military history and a good historian. I mean, he was knighted for his service to journalism. And, you know, the thing you can't take away is, as a foreign correspondent to the BBC, I mean, he reported on 11 wars and for more than 60 countries. That's a hell of a resume. But, as it turns out, he doesn't know a damn thing about guns, and he should have kept his mouth shut. But he couldn't. He's writing bi-monthly columns now for Bloomberg opinion page. And like most Brits, at some point, they just got a way into the Second Amendment, which none of them have ever really understood.
Well, I think they kind of understood it. During World War II, you know, when Churchill got out there and said, we'll fight them in the dales and in the fields and in the alleyways and on the streets and on the fields, and, you know, they didn't have any guns.
Right.
And we had to airlift them like 400,000, 500,000 guns so they could fight them on the dales and on the fields and in the pastures and all the other stuff, which never came to pass. And then as soon as it was over, as soon as they put out the last fire from the last V-2 rocket, I would have loved to have seen the operation. I would love to have seen the Brits come. All right, now how I doing, love? All right, you know, this little bit of unpleasantness is over. So give me up that garand. Very nice. How about a cup of tea before I go ahead and murder for one? Let's go. All right, thank you very. And then they headed to the English Channel and dumped them.
Yeah, yeah.
They understand the utility of a gun. They understand the utility of guns.
They do. There, you know, we should point out that they had to fight World War II with the same rifle that they fought World War I with.
Yeah, they don't do too much in the civilian. Without a civilian market to help you develop a product, there's not a lot of impetus to get out there and sink a lot of money into R&D.
Right, right. I mean, I have a Lee Enfield. I'm not sure which model or which mark it is, but it's a hell of a rifle.
Yeah.
Fun gun, fun range gun. But wouldn't want to fight a war with one compared to what you can do with a Garand.
Yeah. I mean, we ran into that this year when, during the 10 years of the assault, quote-unquote, the assault weapon ban.
Yeah.
When the assault weapon ban started, we had the M16A2. When the assault weapon ban ended, we had the M16A2. Nothing changed. There were no quad rails. There was just handguard three-shot burst. It was the same rifle they fielded when I was in Germany. And it was 10 years old when they had the assault weapon ban. And to a degree, there's a lot of guys that look at that and say, this could have affected national security, which, you know, they have modern weapons in the UK now, but not very many, because there's not very many. I mean, the police, for the most part, are not armed, are they?
No, they have some response teams that are very well armed, all HK, like SO-13. But for the most part, and the bobbies that are around foreign embassies will carry guns. But for the most part, your bobbies going out there with nothing but a little truncheon.
Yeah.
Which I don't get. Having been in law enforcement, you know, you got to realize that a gun is kind of like a pen. They're nice to have around when you need one.
Yeah. Can you imagine going out there with a nice, fat, short billy club?
No. No. Never. Never.
It's not even a long-range weapon. It's not even a melee weapon. All right. No. Now put both hands on the fender. Else me truncheon's going to come out and dance on your skull. It's, you know, when you look at the one thing I don't understand about the Brits, and I'm half Brit. If you look at if you look in classify violent crime the way we classify violent crime here, which the big four violent crimes, rape, homicide, armed robbery, and assault with a deadly weapon. Okay. Here in the United States, until last year, until it was okay to riot during the Summer of Love, we were at 367 per 100,000 violent crimes, right? According to John Locke. In England, they were at 2,012 per 100,000.
Wow.
You know, I mean, and they have a lot of knifings, they have a lot of bludgeons, but I mean, we have more people get beat to death than with any sort of rifle out there, so, you know, it's interesting that this guy would rear up and everything, but the Brits are always... they're pretty conservative in most cases until they start talking about guns. I mean, Piers Morgan is a big Donald Trump fan. And he dislikes everything leftist except for gun control. And he hearts gun control.
Well, we ran a guest column from a former British man, an Englishman, Martin Hyde. He's Florida. He's running against, he's going to run against the local congressman down there, Vern Buchanan, because even though he's a Republican, Vern voted with the Democrats on HB8.
Oh, my. Do me a favor. Hang on right there. Hang on to this moment right here, because we're coming up on the first break. Now, it used to be, it was very easy to give out where to find you. I need to give you the time to tell everybody where to find Lee Williams. How do they find Lee Williams?
You can still find everything I do at TheGunWriter.substack.com. TheGunWriter.substack.com. Everything will be there.
From there, it's getting reprinted in places like Ammo Land, TheTruthAboutGuns.com, Keep and Bear Arms. You know, he's doing outreach for Second Amendment Foundation. He's everywhere. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E Essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Lee Williams, writer at Everywhere Now. That's the easiest way to go, isn't it? Writer at Everywhere. So, and plus, now you're doing. Are you doing a podcast now?
Yeah, I still am. We're recording episode 100 this afternoon.
All right.
My co-host is a veteran of Delta Force, which I can say, but he cannot. And he's got one of his teammates joining us today. We're recording it this evening. It'll be live on the website this afternoon.
I have a bone to pick with the Delta operators. Probably nothing, not with your guy in particular, but when I was at Campbell, they came out there, and everybody in my MOS and my pay grade, they were like, we got to test you guys for something. Oh, yeah, what for? We can't tell you. And I flunked the PT test. But I mean, you know, I was an old man by then. I was almost 30.
Yeah, that's ancient for some of these units.
Yeah, so... Yeah, Delta. Just don't say the wrong thing in front of him. You know, you're not the same. Are you in the same room with him when this is going on?
About half the time. We're doing okay. This one over the phone, and there is no such thing as the wrong word with Bob. Pretty good natured, and we have a lot of fun, and we are not governed by the FCC, so. We're both able to use 100% of our vocabulary, not 40% that I'm using now.
Well, you know, that is a thing about podcasts. You can do that. Although I'm waiting, I've been waiting to see if they ever crack down on that, because they have cracked down on that on YouTube.
Yeah, I don't get that. There's no need for that.
Well, but that's because most of the people watching YouTube are about 7 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a YouTube channel. I put stuff on YouTube all the time. But most of the people that are watching the biggest channels out there, none of the kids, have their own phone that's in their name or anything. They're just, you know, that's because they're children. But anyway, hopefully that never happens to podcasts. Podcasts are a wild west frontier. It's sort of fun to go to. I had to interrupt you as you were telling your story. Do you want to continue telling your story?
Yeah, so Vern Buchanan, who's been in Congress forever, and, you know, sits on the Ways and Means Committee, very powerful guy, voted with the Dems for HBA. So Martin is a businessman, Martin Hyde. He's in Sarasota. He came over here from England 22 years ago, former professional soccer player. Now he's got a business, software business. It prompted him to, it kind of kicked him in the butt, you know, a little bit. And he's running against Vern as Republican. He's going to primary for that Vern's latest foolishness. And the Second Amendment to Martin, I mean, a while ago I had the honor of taking him to the range for the first time and watching him shoot AR carbine and a SIG 320 for the first time, which he now owns. It's kind of rare when you get somebody who's our age that has never shot before, and you get to take them out to the range and show them how to do it safely. You know, I wish him luck. Vern should be done, because that was a big vote, and he voted wrong on that.
Yeah.
So no excuses, no apology would suffice. He'd turn out to be a Quisling, and then that's that. We're done with you. We are done with you.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever I just love hearing politicians referred to as Quislings. I had the opportunity to speak. I supported a senator here locally, and his big claim to fame was he was not a lawyer. And if he was elected in 2012, he would have become the head of the Judiciary Committee, which meant that this would be the first time a non-lawyer had been head of the Judiciary Committee. And I don't know what you know about South Carolina politics, but South Carolina politics makes Chicago look like a bunch of blushing school children. So this guy gets elected and he gets in the spot. Then in 2014, they're considering constitutional carry and open carry. Well, this guy's just offended at the idea that this is a Republican.
Oh, no.
So he turned out to be a Quisling, and then unluckily for him, in 2015, I got a local gig here as well as the national gig that I do with Lock and Load. And I made sure locally, whenever I was there, that I aimed the nose of the aircraft at the ground and pushed the throttle forward to running him into the ground. And I did that every time in the election season. And he's been replaced, and I was talking to the guy that has replaced him. So these guys do need to get turned out when they commit malfeasance like that.
So glad to hear you did what you did, because, you know, those of us who get an audience, that comes with a lot of duties and responsibilities. And using your microphone and your podium like that is exactly what we need to do, local, state, and federal level. We have to support our friends, and we have to turn out our enemies. Because if we don't, no one will. And these guys will just stay in forever, like Vern Buchanan, Florida 16.
You got to be able to swallow it. With that, you got to be able to say, I was wrong. I know that I said, let's support this guy. I was wrong. I'm sorry I was wrong. Let me show you how sorry I am with how vehemently I'm going to oppose him now.
Exactly.
And you guys can sit back and enjoy, and you can ridicule me all you want. I never claim to be the all-master being of time, space, and dimension. I'm just a host doing a show. And, to a certain degree, that have served me well. But, yeah, you do have to, you got to be able to swallow that pride sometimes. And, I guess you have to decide, in my particular case, you have to decide whether it's an act or for real.
Right.
And if it's for real, then it's real easy to get out there and, you know, change your direction. Might be a little confusing for people listening to, but, you know, it's easier. Coming up on the next break, Lee is available in a great many places. Tell them where the source is, and then where else they can find you.
Everything I do will still be at thegunwriter.substack.com, but you can find some of my stories at amalan.com, at saf.org, and there's some other websites that pick up a story here and there. Truth About Guns, Gun Feed. And we're very, very thankful for them doing that, because we want to get the word out what we're trying to create, which is a national network of Second Amendment activists.
All right. We'll be right back talking to Lee Williams. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is highlighting help that the restaurant industry received in the latest COVID-19 stimulus package.
The Restaurant Revitalization Fund, that's what it's called, Revitalization Fund, will provide direct relief to restaurants and to hard-hit food establishments, bars, bakeries, food stands, food trucks, and caterers. Businesses that get grants can use it to cover payroll, rent, utilities, supplies, everything they need to start, to stay open, and to reopen.
4 in 10 American adults are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. That's according to a tweet from White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt. He also said 7 in 10 seniors have been fully vaccinated, Slavitt claiming these people have virtually eliminated their risk from COVID. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former President Trump is blasting a decision to uphold his Facebook suspension. In a statement, Trump saying, quote, "Free speech has been taken away from the President of the United States because the radical left lunatics are afraid of the truth," close quote. The former president's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, also weighing in on the decision.
It's a sad day for America. It's a sad day for Facebook, because I can tell you a number of members of Congress are now looking at, do they break up Facebook? Do they make sure that they don't have a monopoly? And I can tell you that it is two different standards, one for Donald Trump and one for a number of other people that are on their sites and suggesting that more nefarious things than what the president has been accused of.
Meadows speaking there on Fox News. CVS Health is now starting to accept walk-in appointments for COVID-19 vaccines. Same-day scheduling being offered online all over the country. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Lee Williams, he is a writer who his stuff is everywhere now. So where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, I tell you, the one bad thing about that is if I make a typo or an error, it goes everywhere, brother.
Yeah,
and I'm kind of running unchecked here, trying to do the best I can. But
Let me ask you a question. So, I presume you carry a gun.
Oh, yeah.
So what gun do you carry, if I may ask?
You can. I'm a big man, and I'm a 6'3 and 270, so I can conceal a large frame handgun. Okay. I like my Springfield XD, the tactical model in 45 ACP with the 5-inch barrel, and I have a Springfield TLR-1 under the barrel, because I believe every defensive handgun should have a light on it.
Yeah. So, that's a piece. That's a big old hoss.
Yeah.
I'm finding this, and this is the part that distresses me. I was never a big, I'm not a big adopter of the micro guns.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer that if you present a gun to somebody, if it's a standard size gun, that you have a little bit of a psychological thing that happens to that person. And they probably run away and you don't have to shoot them. I've pulled a gun twice on people. They're both full-size Glocks. And I didn't have to shoot nobody.
And that's the thing. I've shot the baby Glocks. I've shot the 48. God, you name it. For me, they're just not easy to shoot. Great gun, but, like the pocket carry. Yeah, I understand pocket carry. That's fine as a second gun, but it's much, much easier for me to shoot a full-size pistol than it is a smaller one. And not only the sight plane is better, but just I can get more meat on the gun and control it easier.
Well, on YouTube, I talked about YouTube earlier. I put a video up. I was a late adopter. I went out and I found a used SIG P365. And the price was right, and I was like, okay, I need to find out what's so big about this gun. It's been out for a while. Lots of people carry it. Lots of special forces types like to carry it. And that's because it's so small. It's very easy to hide. It's like, it's a little bit bigger than a cigar lighter. So I did a video on it, and the first thing that I noticed is when I go take a class, whenever I take a fighting pistol class, a self-defense pistol class, you're working malfunctions as part of the class. Well, when I went to try to work the malfunction on this one, on the P365, my hand is as wide as the length of the entire top of that gun. So when I grab the slide and go to run it to eject that round, my palm catches it, and it stays in the ejection port. Well, for me, this meant I could not manipulate the gun. I mean, my hands are, I've got arthritis, I'm older, I've got all this other stuff happening. So I said this out loud in the video. And what I've come to the conclusion of is that most people who carry guns are convinced that they're only ever going to meet the lowest common denominator, which is what? 3 rounds, 3 feet, 3 seconds.
Yeah.
They're convinced that's going to be it. They don't think something like what happened in Mumbai can happen here. They don't think that something that happened like happened at the Westgate Mall in Nairobi, Kenya can happen here. And the problem is, it's not a question of if it can happen here. It's when it can happen here. And I just can't manage to impart to people why I think it is a bad idea to make your primary self-defense mechanism the lowest common denominator, even though it's easy to carry. I get it. They call it the P365 because people can carry it 365 days a year. Thoughts?
I get it, and I totally get it, and I totally agree with you. I mean, I prepare for the. I'm the same type of guy. I prepare and train for the worst case scenario, which for me would be multiple armed assailants. And I'm not going to try and take down multiple armed assailants with the Ruger LCP or with a revolver of any kind. I want a big gun that holds a lot of bullets, 9mm 45, and I want it made by an American manufacturer. The biggest question I get, and it's still to this day, is I'm new to the game. What type of handgun should I buy? What type of gun should I get? And I always like, for what? You want it for home defense? You're going to carry it? I always tell them buy the largest framed pistol you can handle and shoot comfortably and effectively in at least 9mm made by a major American manufacturer. But yet still we see it, these small pistols, I've shot all of them. I can't hit a damn thing with them. So I got to have other than, in a phone booth type scenario. But even then, it's not easy for me to shoot them compared to a big full-size auto. So, for me, nothing smaller than a Glock 19, which is one of my other ones.
Well,
that's as small as I'm willing to go.
The guns that I prefer to carry the most are 2011s. The 1911 double stacks and 9mm.
Oh, yeah.
I prefer them the most because the trigger is very accurate, and they're just flat shooting, and all of them are just really, really good guns for the most part. That's the gun I prefer, and that's the gun I carry the most. But, I I went to this class. I went to Steve Fisher's red dot sight class. And we had to take our red dots and zero them at 25 yards. And I was sitting there going, well, it's not going to happen at 25. You know, I'm the one complaining. It's not going to happen at 25 yards. And then Steve looked at me, because I know Steve, and he's like, do you know the reason I do that? And I said, no. He said, because most grocery aisles are 27 yards long. And then I was thinking, well, you know, I'm not going to take a shot at 27 yards if I don't have to. And then Boulder, Colorado happened.
Yeah.
And then a lot of things gelled for me at that particular moment. I now try to put the smallest target out there and shoot it at the greatest distance I can. Because anything any closer is going to be faster and easier. But I do work on that precision end of it. But this idea that we should all be running to the... It's this big race to the bottom. And Clint Smith said it best. I can't say what Clint Smith said. I could have put this on a podcast, though. But Clint Smith said, everybody out there complains about how big and heavy a gun is unless they're in a gunfight, and then nobody complains about how big the gun is in a gunfight.
Yeah, and having been in a couple, I can tell you, there's no penalty for having ammunition left over when you're
having
done.
Having change is fine. That's right.
Yeah.
Having change is fine.
Well, I have to lambast you a bit for bringing up the damn 2011.
Hang on a second. You can lambast me in the next segment. We're coming up on the break.
Okay.
Feel free to lambast me all you like. I want to hear this, but how do they find
it? Thegunwriter.thumbstack.com or saf.org.
His stuff's getting republished and reprinted everywhere. He is becoming ubiquitous. That's a sign. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
But I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
You need to check them out, franklinarmory.com. I'm about to get lambasted because I like 2011s. So please,
you brought up the 2011 word, and that's unforgettable. My podcast co-host, Bob Keller, you can find out all about Bob on his website, gamutresolutions.com. He used to rep Glocks, and now he's doing the Staccatos, which I assume you shot. And he puts one in my hands.
Which one?
And I can't remember. The expensive one.
Okay. The XC? The compensated one?
It's the double stack. And,
well, they're all double stack.
Yeah, I mean, it's until you've shot a pistol like that, or the Nighthawk, or one of these other ultra-premium 2011s, you just don't get it. And I remember every single round I fired out of that gun. And, of course, you know, I'm like, hey, man, does this come with a buddy price? You know, co-host price? They're not cheap, but I got to tell you, they're worth every penny, and it's like got to be what it's like putting a crack pipe in somebody's hand for the first time. They're addicting. There's no going back to the Glocks, to the XDs, to the plastics. That is a true pistolier's handgun, and I was trying to forget about them until you brought them up again. Now I'm going to have to bug them again. Is the premium handgun out there right now.
I'm sure. Well, I mean, the thing about it is, you know, with the 1911 platform, everybody loved the trigger on the 1911.
Yeah.
They just didn't like the capacity.
Yeah.
The capacity was better than a six shooter, but it wasn't as good as one of the, one of the double stacks. So somebody, and I don't know which genius got out there and did this, but somebody made a double stack 1911 and called it a 2011. And whichever genius did that, I mean, you're combining the strong points of the plastic Fantastics and taking them and combining them with that single action trigger. And there's a bunch of companies out there now, like Staccato, like Nighthawk, that have figured out how to make the guns reliable.
Yeah, 100% reliable too.
And now when if it's reliable, if it's fast, flat, and shooting really quick and getting back on target. A lot of LEOs are buying these things. And I mean, I'm sure you've got 20 or 30 guns laying around. You could sell a couple of those and get you a 20.
I know.
You could.
I know. And I got to tell you, look who's buying them now. The Marshals, U.S. Marshals SOG team
has
gone to them. Texas Rangers have gone to them. I mean, these are pistoliers, brother. But my question to you is, because I know your background and yours, do you think they're for everyone?
For some people, they would look at the price and they would find them daunting because, like at Staccato, the Staccato P4.4, which is their full-size service gun, starts at $2,000.
Yeah.
The Staccato C2, which you can get and get it with the DPO mount on it, so you can put an optic on it if you want to, they come at $2,500. My problem, and it's both my problem and my blessing, I have three sponsors that make 2011s. I have Staccato, I have Nighthawk, and I have Chambers.
Okay.
And, you know, it's interesting to have those guns and to run those guns because you begin to understand that as the price goes up, the percentage of what you're gaining actually goes down, but it's very expensive to get that percentage.
Yeah. Yeah, but there is no going back to a plastic.
Oh no,
gun.
No! Today I had the Nighthawk. I put my order in for this in September. The Nighthawk TRS double stack came in today, and it's a 2011, and I think the Staccato guns, they have hit a as far as their price point, they're probably the best bang for the buck out there.
Okay.
I think they're the best bang for the buck. They're getting noticed because Safariland is making holsters for them. Blackhawk is making holsters for them. The 2011 platform overall, there's lots of other purveyors of it. I'm just not affiliated with any of them, so I won't mention them. But Joe Chambers guns, a little bit bigger than the average 2011. But at the same time, there's holster makers making guns holsters for him.
Mm-hmm.
So and the big thing about this is most of these gun makers don't know it, but they would just send CAD drawings of their guns to these holster makers. They'll make them holsters. They just don't have a thing to do that. It's not about sending a gun. They don't need a gun to, you know, wrap with tape and make a holster out of. They have the CAD drawings and the specifications. They can tool up and do some beautiful work. So I think I think the 2011 is the graduation point. I think once you get out there, when you get out there and you run a double stack 9mm and like a Glock or like a Springfield or Sig or CZ, and you get out there, once you see that you can have both of these attributes in one gun, then it takes a minute, but then price becomes a secondary consideration.
Yeah, you're talking about an heirloom, too. You're talking about something that you're going to carry every day that will never let you down. And the single action obviously doesn't scare me. I've fired single actions, high powers, 1911s all my life. I think that is the graduation point. I think that's a good way to describe it because once you go there, brother, there's no coming home. There is no coming home. I have Glock trigger work done on Glocks and XDs, and you know they're good triggers for what they are, but not even close to what you can gain from one of the 2011s. I mean, not even close.
No. If I were here, I'd let you shoot the like the Chambers guns. He's making those now with compensators, and when he told me he was making them with compensators, I went out and shot mine, and I was like, why? Because they have taken building a gun to an insane degree, to an obsessive degree. They have Joe Chambers himself shoots every gun, so he knows how he's going to react to it. And they shoot it in slow. They shoot the video in slow motion and measure the line of the angle of a flip,
mm-hmm.
and then they fine tune it with slide fit, barrel fit, and springing. And I mean, he's quite the opinionated fella about what you should get for a certain amount of money. But I mean, with Joe's stuff, I mean, he's got people that own 14 of his guns.
That sounds like an artist, a true artist.
There's probably 750 of his guns in the United States in the hands of owners today. That's how rare they are. So,
wow.
So anyway, yes, you need to go get you one, Lee.
I know.
That Staccato P4.4 is the best deal out there. Everybody at Staccato, they won't tell you this, but when the 4.4 came out over the 4.15 that was the 2019 version, when the 4.4 came out and everybody shot it, everybody bought it. And they were short those for a while. Everybody at Staccato bought them. They're like, oh, yeah. The little C2, it's a real good gun to carry. It's real easy. It's lighter weight and everything. Can't hold a candle to the way the Stack P4.4 shoots. So.
Well, that's my opinion.
Huh?
Yeah, I will be having one in my future. That's everybody's opinion. You shoot the thing, you are fucked. What I can do at 25 with the Staccato compared to with my Glocks or my XDs, not even close, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a pistol, a true pistolier's pistol.
Yep. You tell Mr. Keller. I strongly.
Oh, I will.
Tell everybody how to find you before we run out of time.
Oh, man. Has it been an hour already?
Yeah.
Jeez. Go to thegunwriter.substack.com, thegunwriter.substack.com, or SAF.org, Second Amendment Foundation, doing the Lord's work, Mr. Gottlieb is. I can't believe it's been an hour, Bill.
This is what happens when you're slinging this stuff. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
My pleasure. Anytime you want me back, just let me know.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, from Annaland, it's going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.